We present Saturday Night Theatre. James Cairncross with Gregor Fisher, Alison Gollings and Patrick Malahide in Shadows. Written for radio by Jack Gerson. Shadows.
Brought you some food.
What is it?
Bread, cheese, some sausage.
Hardly a banquet.
And some wine.
I might have expected better from my own brother.
Food is scarce, perhaps even scarcer for priests.
You would be a priest. I had to pay for your vocation.
Perhaps I am paying for your vocation. I've heard about the Einsatzgruppen, the special action groups.
What have you heard?
We've had fugitives before, you know. Those who escaped the camps and the special action groups.
You gave assistance to Jews.
Of course, Jews, Gypsies, Poles, Russians.
But you're a German.
I am a priest.
Yet now you smuggle us out. Or is it simply because I am your brother?
We aid fugitives. We save lives. We do not make judgments.
The Jews to Palestine and us to where?
I don't know your eventual destination. I merely pass you on to the next link in the chain. Your own people will settle your destination, perhaps Spain or South America.
And if I do not wish to go to South America?
You could, of course, surrender yourself to the armies of occupation. Or are you afraid of what you did in the camps?
I'm not afraid. Orders were given. They had to be carried out. Yes, things were done. But under orders. Anyway, I had little connection with any of that. Where are you going?
I shall return after Mass.
Your face just then. I told you I had little connection with those things. You must believe me, Franz.
Later tonight I will take you on the next stage of your journey.
I insist I had no connection.
You will know the truth of that.
I told you I had little connection. I told you. Damn it, I told you. You have to believe me. You have to believe your own brother.
Good morning, my lord.
Yes. Good morning, Joseph.
It is 6:30. I trust you slept well, my lord.
Slept well,
Would you wish me to telephone Dr. Roman?
I'm not ill, Joseph. I simply slept badly.
Perhaps some coffee?
I will breakfast as usual after Mass. A nightmare, Joseph. That is all a bad dream. Hand me my dressing gown. Thank you. I dreamt of my late brother, of a day in the bell tower of a church in Italy. It is extraordinary how vividly one can recreate something in a dream. A fragment, an artifact in the mind.
Most people dream of the past sometime or other.
Yeah, I was not suggesting it was a prerogative of the priesthood, Joseph. Nonetheless, I have this dream quite frequently, as if I can bring my brother to life after 30 years. Or perhaps I merely dreamt I had these frequent dreams.
Or perhaps my lord, the visitor the other day, brought it to mind, the Jew.
Herr Mendel, yes. Reuben Mendel may have brought it to mind, but then that is his vocation.
Never to let us forget, after all this time, it's not right. We had nothing to do with all that.
But you are wrong, Joseph. We have responsibility. We allowed it to happen. We must always be reminded that is Herr Mendel's task. And it is necessary. Herr Mendel makes it so by his very existence, his very survival.
Sometimes I wish we had rid Germany of... Oh, you suffered enough, sir, because of your brother.
No, not enough. My brother was an SS officer. I have to live with that. Anyway, that is not why Mendel came to see me. Oh, Josiah, curiosity shines from your eyes like lamps in a frosted window. Mendel came to me for further information on those we helped escape in 1945.
So long ago, it is stupid.
He wants to know if I can still remember faces and names. Oh, they still surface, he tells me, those survivors of the SS. They know about the Bormans and the Mengeles, but still there are others. Some of them, Mendel believes, are among us again today in this city.
You hid them 30 years ago. Why should he expect you to betray them today?
30 years ago, I hid my brother and a number of others. Not very effectively, since my brother was caught by Italian partisans and shot. But then I was a young priest, motivated only by charity. Today, I am a bishop. I should be subtle, diplomatic, wise in the interests of Mother Church. Yet God knows, I do not know whether I was right to help them then or whether I was wrong. Anyway, I was unable to help Herr Mendel. They might have been the same people. Hartmann, Sturmbannführer SS, Haller, Hauptmann SS. He gave me names when 30 years ago I only knew faces, and they were younger then. The trouble is, I fear for Herr Mendel. If these men are alive and know he is seeking them, he will be in some danger. Yet how can I help him?
He is a Jew. You have no need to feel the slightest.
He is a man. And I must feel for his safety. At least he is in contact with the police. Come, Josef, the cross, please. It's time for Mass.
Yes?
I have two names for you.
I'm listening.
Mendel is asking about Hartmann and Haller. With all his sources, he repeats these two names.
No one else?
These two are the only ones of direct concern, I believe.
Thank you. We appreciate your efforts. Measures will be taken. You will be informed of these in due course.
Herr Mendel, I appreciate all you're telling me. I appreciate these dossiers you've prepared, but what can I do?
You can arrest. Yes, arrest.
Arrest? Arrest who? Bruno Kempner, a respected merchant of this city. Georg Weiss, himself a lawyer with a large practice. On what charges?
Kempner is Wolf Hartmann. Was a Sturmbannführer in the SS. He served first at Dachau and then at Mauthausen. In that dossier are details of his duties. Eyewitness reports by survivors of his personal involvement.
I've read the dossier.
Georg Weiss? It's Konrad Haller, who served under his command. You'll have read the documentation, Inspector Horner.
Mendel, I know, and I believe it. But the proof, after 30 years, what proof can you give me?
There are identifications.
Two identifications. Kempner and Weiss will produce many others who will testify that they served in the Wehrmacht as ordinary soldiers. They worked in factories.
At least you will submit them to higher authority.
Of course. But Mendel is higher authority interested.
These men are murderers. They served in a death squad under Hans-Georg Marek.
And do you think my higher authority wants to bring all that back? Anyway, there are limitations to these crimes.
They can be revoked. They have been revoked in many cases. People are still brought to trial.
I know, but with increasing reluctance.
Perhaps you too, Inspector, are reluctant.
No, you cannot accuse me of that, Herr Mendel. Now, all these things happened when I was a child. I've grown up abhorring everything that was done. And I've worked to put many of these people in prison.
I know. I'm sorry, Horner. But they still must be sought out, still be hunted.
How? When some of the men above me, some of that higher authority, cannot themselves look back with a clear conscience? People are tired of revenge. The older people. And the young. Well, they begin to doubt it ever happened.
Is that not reason enough for going on? It's not revenge I care about now. Oh, at first, yes. among the ruins and the corpses. There was only revenge left to many of us. But now, it is because those same young people you talk of, they have stopped believing it ever happened. They must not be allowed to forget.
I'll put your dossiers forward. It's all I can do, at least on this evidence.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. And again, my apologies. You've done a great deal. You'll forgive a tired old man.
Of course. And if we can find further, more concrete evidence, I shall put it forward to the state prosecutor. But come, it's lunchtime. I'll walk you to the Oswald restaurant and you'll lunch with me.
My secretary expects me back, but thank you nonetheless.
Of course, there is something else you may not know.
Tell me.
Well, Hartmann and Haller, they were part of an SS special action group.
A death squad, that's correct.
Now, that death squad was commanded by Hans-Georg Marek. Now, Marek had a brother who was a priest, Franz August Marek.
And that priest is now bishop of this city.
You knew?
Oh, I'm an information bureau, my dear Hone. Also, I had an audience with Bishop Marek a few days ago.
You had an audience?
Oh, sometimes. It's easier, Inspector, for old Jewel to see him than perhaps yourself. One of his flock. Anyway, he is a man who carries not only his brother's conscience on his shoulders, but perhaps our whole country's conscience.
People do not wish to embarrass the bishop with his brother's past, despite his own feelings. Another reason for higher authority to put obstacles in front of us.
Perhaps that. Perhaps their own consciences are not so clear. Anyway, the bishop puts no obstacles. Of course, it's not easy with him. And we understand one another. Two old men with consciences, eh? We have one other thing in common.
And that is?
As a young man, I was destined to be a rabbi. Unfortunately, the National Socialist Party created obstacles. So, you see, Franz August Marek and Reuben Mendel were both religious young men.
Well, the bishop helped a number of SS men to escape at the end of the war.
Indeed, yes. And before he helped them, he aided Jews, gypsies, many, many fugitives. On both sides. I hoped he might even have helped Hartmann and Haller. He doesn't know the names, only faces. And those of 30 years ago.
I will never understand how our priest could help those murderers to escape. Without their help, the Odessa route could never have operated.
My dear Horne, you must respect the religious position. They're not setting themselves up as judges. As we do.
Mendel, my friend, how can you be so naive? There were pro-Nazi priests.
There were a few, I know. Bishop Hudal. Oh, the poor man tried to reconcile Catholic philosophy with National Socialism. One can only feel sympathy with the contortions of thought involved. But our Bishop Marek was in those days only a young priest who helped refugees in danger. Anyway, Hona, those days are long gone. And they'll not return if they are not forgotten. Bishop Marek and I agree on the necessity to keep those memories alive.
And that's the aim and essence of your mission, eh, Mendel? Well, I'm on your side. You sure you won't have lunch with me?
Oh, I have a great deal of work to do. Perhaps little time. I'll say goodbye. There's my bus across the road. We'll keep in touch.
Goodbye, Herr Mendel. Give my regards to your... Mendel! Mendel, look out! How is he?
He's alive.
Thank God.
Perhaps not for long.
We're trying to trace the car.
You will not find it.
Perhaps not.
It's like the old days.
No.
Then we expected danger, just after the war. There were threats to kill him.
That was just after the war. How could you know?
I remember. I was 9 when the war ended, Inspector. Reuben Mendel found me wandering in the ruins. He adopted me.
I didn't know.
Yes. I remember when he first started his work. There was Wiesenthal in Vienna and Reuben Mendel here. Well, later when I grew up, I became his secretary.
He never mentioned the adoption. Oh,
he preferred not to. He felt I might be in danger. Had they known I was his adopted daughter, I would have been a target. His words, Inspector. A target.
Yes, I see that. But now there's been little danger for some time.
Oh, you can say that now. The car didn't stop. Do you really think this was some grotesque accident?
It's possible.
Well, perhaps you prefer to believe it was.
I prefer the truth, Fräulein Walter.
I'm glad. If he dies, his work must not die with him.
You're not Jewish, Fräulein.
No, I'm not a Jew. Why do you ask?
It's simply your determination.
Does one have to be a Jew to hate them? That man in the bed saved me from death. From many things. No one else cared.
They were an organization, assistance.
There was also rape, starvation, death. The child wasn't safe from those things.
Surely.
I learned all about them. You learn quickly in dark alleys and ruined buildings. The rats come out. Two-legged rats. Foraging rats. Animals in the shadows. He saved me from all that. The rats are still with us, Inspector. Oh, now they're fat, well hidden, but still predatory, still killing to survive.
That's why he's lying there. You believe that? They've struck out at him.
I believe that.
And if he dies, you'll carry on.
I will find someone to help me. There are relatives of Mendel's abroad. I have telegraphed to them.
And meanwhile?
The doctor told me to go home and wait.
I have a car.
Thank you. Mendel had a brother, Moshe, or Morris, as he called himself later. He escaped to England before the war, before the Holocaust. He settled in Scotland.
He'll come over here?
Oh, he died in 1963. But there is a son. I have telegraphed him. He is flying from Glasgow tomorrow. Oh, a young man. He's never been in Germany. Never met his uncle. Oh, he speaks the language very well. So he wrote Mendel once. Mendel said, you can say the words, but can you understand the feelings if you have never been in a country?
If you wish, I can have a car at the airport. Meet him myself.
I'm sure he would appreciate that. I wonder if he will understand.
The feelings of his uncle?
The need to carry on the work. At least for a time.
My lord.
Joseph.
You have seen the newspaper. Reuben Mendel was hit by an automobile yesterday.
He's dead?
He is not expected to live.
Poor Mendel. I was...
The car did not stop.
They do not waste time then, Hartmann and Haller.
You think they might be behind this?
Well, for them, it will be a matter of survival. You forget, Josef, I once knew one of them very well.
Your brother?
My brother. So determined to survive. Like animals. Frightened animals. Do they deserve to survive?
They would be concerned that Mendel was interfering. Perhaps if he had left them alone...
No, Mendel was right. They have to be shown, brought into the daylight, so that we will not forget, must not forget. It is not retribution, Joseph, but the need never to forget. But these creatures, they kill to survive. Send in my secretary. I will write to Mendel. Perhaps he will cheat them and live. And Joseph...
My lord?
I will say mass for his recovery.
A Jew?
A man. A friend.
Coming. Coming.
Fräulein Walther.
I am she.
Ah, I'm Benny Mendel.
Oh, yes. Do come in and welcome. I have prepared a room for you.
Thank you. A police car met me at the airport, a man called Horner.
He said he would do so.
Why the police?
I understood my uncle had been in a car accident.
The car didn't stop. That makes it a criminal matter.
Oh, I see. What a nice room.
Is it? Oh, yes, I suppose it is. Would you like some food?
As a matter of fact, I'm pretty hungry. I can't eat on aeroplanes.
I will prepare you something.
You're my uncle's secretary?
Yes.
And you live here too?
Yes.
I see.
Do you?
Fräulein Walther.
You may call me Sarah.
Yes, well, Sarah. My mother wanted me to tell you something.
Tell me.
It was... Well, if anything happens to my uncle...
It has already happened to him.
Yes, of course, but... If he should...
If he should die.
If he should die. And since you have lived with... Well, the family feels that under the circumstances, we would have no claim on his estate.
Under the circumstances?
Yes.
I see. You, of course, are aware of those circumstances.
Well, you do live here.
As Reuben Mendel's adopted daughter.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, one thing you haven't asked. How your uncle is.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, but you see, I don't know him. Neither my mother or I have ever met him. Of course, we've heard a great deal about him from my father when he was alive, and of course, from the newspapers about his work.
Of course. Of course, you couldn't know him.
Anyway, how is he?
The hospital telephoned before you arrived. Reuben Mendel died half an hour ago.
Therefore, gentlemen, we must consider Reuben Mendel to have been murdered. Accordingly, an investigation will be set up.
Excuse me, Inspector. Muller, you wish us to carry out this investigation in the usual fashion?
Is there any reason we should do otherwise?
No, of course not, Inspector, but...
But what, Muller? Speak out, man.
The victim is Mendel. Any investigation could lead to certain people.
Well, if those certain people killed Mendel, then they should be arrested and tried for murder, hmm? Now listen to me, all of you. This case will be treated as we treat any other murder, and I don't give a damn if it leads to us arresting the President of the Republic himself, if he's guilty. All right, good morning.
Yes.
I have it on good authority that the police are treating the death of Mendel as a criminal matter.
A hit-and-run accident is always a criminal matter.
But they are treating it as murder. Herne is in charge. If they should follow through and find...
They will find nothing. Pressure will be brought. The main thing is, Mendel is dead. The insect has ceased to dig in the mire. And thank you for your help in this matter.
Only too pleased. There is something else.
Go on.
Mendel has a relative, a nephew. He arrived yesterday.
He will leave.
If he doesn't?
Then you will receive instructions. Thank you again for your assistance.
Thank you for coming to the funeral, Inspector.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
You'll be returning to Scotland, eh, Mendel?
Yes. After his affairs are tidied up, I think my signature will be needed, but after that, yes, I'll go home as soon as possible.
I see. That's a pity.
Why do you say that?
Simply that I thought you might remain here for a while.
While your murder investigation goes on.
Your presence might be helpful.
Inspector, my uncle was hit by a car that did not stop. Now, in Britain, that might well be considered culpable homicide. But you people instantly presume that it was deliberate murder. Now, why should anyone wish to murder an old man?
He knows nothing, Inspector. He knows nothing and he does not wish to know anything.
That's not so. But murder...
In your environment, Mr. Mendel, that is something that happens to other people in other families, hmm?
If you wish to put it that way, yes.
God, you say you have read about your uncle. You have been told about him. Yet still you know nothing. You shut your eyes very tight, Mr. Benny Mendel. Your uncle was the hunter, The man who never stopped in 30 years from searching for those Germans who were responsible...
I wasn't born 30 years ago.
How very fortunate for you. Otherwise you might not have survived.
You see, Herr Mendel, for us, it has not ended. Your uncle had recently identified two former SS officers alive and prospering in this city. And there are others.
So, after 30 years, why still hound them? Old men...
You have read at least of the Holocaust. 6 million people were murdered. 6 million Jews.
I know it. And it was terrible. But now it's history. So, my uncle traced a few old men who were in the SS. Can it even be proved that they were the guilty ones?
Yes.
What purpose would it serve? Revenge? Anyway, it's nothing to do with me.
Not simply revenge. The need to prevent it being forgotten. But perhaps we're too hard on you, Herr Mendel. As you say, you were not yet born when these things happened. Perhaps, Fräulein Walter, Herr Mendel should be shown his uncle's files, The records of his work might help you to understand.
If I have time.
Make time. One day. Tomorrow. Read and learn. Fräulein Walter will show you.
Very well. Though I shall wonder at the value of it.
Wonder at the enormity of the crime. I'll say good night, Fräulein. Herr Mendel.
Good night, Inspector. I disappoint you.
Oh, I should understand. You didn't know your uncle. You didn't know the war. You do not know them.
It's all so remote.
From your Scotland. Your comfortable life back there. What do you do in Scotland, Benjamin? What's your profession?
Look, first of all, I'm called Benny. I can't get used to Benjamin.
Benny. No, I don't like that. I shall call you Ben. And you may call me Sarah.
Sarah, yes. Well, Sarah, I'm an estate agent. It was my father's business.
And you inherited it?
Yes, I did. And expanded it. Just in case you think I'm the rich boy who never had to work for anything.
I didn't say that.
You thought it.
And you, when you arrived here last night, you thought I was your uncle's mistress.
I'm sorry. If you say I was mistaken, then I was mistaken.
You were mistaken. Are you married, Ben?
No.
But you are, 29? Perhaps you're homosexual.
No, I'm not. Just because I'm not married yet doesn't mean... Damn it, you're not married and you're...
41, to be exact. And I'm not married. I like men. There have been friendships... But never permanent. What should I say? It is a trauma, a psychological scar. You see, when I was 9, 10, just before your uncle found me in the ruins, you understand, beside the debris of broken buildings and broken bodies. Before that, let's say, there were creatures among those ruins who did not think a child of 9 was too young to be used.
I'm sorry.
No need. Wounds heal. Oh, a few scars remain. But it was over 30 years ago.
But that kind of thing, I do understand. It could spoil everything for the rest of your life.
Oh, not in the way you think, Benny. I am not the child turned into the ice princess, the cold spinster. I'm quite the opposite. That surprises you. Oh, yes. I enjoy sex. Perhaps too much. Too much to see any kind of permanence. Too much for the fidelity, the trust of marriage.
Look, there's no...
One thing your uncle taught me, to respect trust. So, I never married. Had I done so, I would have broken any such trust. But that is not why I asked you if you were married.
Why, then?
Because tomorrow, after you've looked at your uncle's files... I wish you to stay on for a time.
I'm sorry, but that's not possible. I've got my business.
It can look after itself. And you have no wife. Oh, you have to stay, you see. Someone must carry on your uncle's work.
Someone must. Now, look, that is insane. I don't know anything about my uncle's work. And anyway, it's nothing to do with me.
You are a Jew. It is to do with you.
Oh, come on. There must be plenty of others who know more about it than me. There's Horner.
Hona is Catholic.
Anyway, why me?
Because your name is Mendel.
And what difference does that make?
These men your uncle hunted, they are frightened men. And they are superstitious. Oh, yes, superstitious. The entire myth of the Third Reich was built on superstition. The legend of the master race, of supermen. The mysteries of the Ring of Nibelungen. All that and more. Now their superstition has turned to fear. And they are afraid of the name of Mendel.
Ah, yes, Inspector Hona. Come in, come in.
You asked to see me, Minister.
Yes, yes, I did, yes. Sit down, my boy.
Thank you.
Cigar?
If I may smoke a cigarette.
Yes, of course, of course. I've been looking at your record, Hona. Very impressive. You seem to be a good policeman.
Thank you. Being a good policeman, one is endowed with a deal of natural curiosity, Minister, and I'm curious to know why a political figure of your stature should be so interested in obtaining the file of an inspector in the criminal police.
Yes. Well, just one has to keep one's eye on the up-and-coming young men. I shall be direct. You are at present investigating the death of Reuben Mendel.
I'm investigating his murder, yes.
You're quite sure he was murdered?
I was there. I saw the car that struck him.
Perhaps an accident. A hit-and-run driver.
The car swerved to hit Mendel.
So, you have some suspicions as to the guilty party?
Mendel was on the trail of two former SS officers, both now living in the city.
I see. Yeah, no. I don't wish to know their names. Yeah, I sometimes think this vendetta against those few who survived has gone on too long.
Few, Herr Minister. A total of 6,215 Nazi criminals have been sentenced to varying terms of imprisonment under the Federal Republic. Only 403 of these were convicted of premeditated murder.
I am aware of the approximate figures.
Statistics show that half of those guilty of mass murder have never been touched. The Poles alone have a list of 15,000.
Yes, I know, but these are 30-year-old crimes.
Of a particularly horrific nature.
And you have no proof that the particular men Mendel was seeking were even involved.
Mendel had proof.
Indeed. Proof that could lead to an indictment?
His cases were not complete.
Exactly. And would they ever have been complete? In other words, there is not sufficient evidence.
Not yet.
Your duties do not include pursuing old cases, Hona.
No, that's true. But my duties involve finding the people who killed Mendel. And if I need to open up war crimes dossiers to provide motive, I will do so.
Inspector Hona, I do not wish to have prominent citizens, reputable businessmen in this city, annoyed, persecuted over rumours and whispers. These men served in the war as soldiers. There was no crime in that.
If that was all they did during the war. But to what men are you referring, Herr
Minister? No one specifically. I'm merely expressing a fear that your investigation will create problems.
Murder investigations usually do. Or are you proposing that we do not investigate a capital crime?
Of course not. But the head of your department and myself, we do not feel that an investigation of an affair which may turn out to be a simple hit-and-run accident merits extensive use of time and men.
I see. My resources will be limited.
You may not even be in charge of the case.
If I'm taken off this case, I will resign. And my reasons for resigning will be conveyed to the press.
There will be no necessity to bring in the press. I was merely stating a remote possibility.
Nevertheless, the press might bring up your own war service.
Hona, you presume too much. My war record is known.
Member of the National Socialist Party, organizer of factory labor.
A position in industry.
The allocation of slave labor.
That will be all, Inspector.
Yes, I hope it will be. Morning, Herr Minister.
Yes?
The Minister here.
Yes.
It will be difficult to prevent an investigation of Mendel's death. However, facilities for such an investigation will be limited.
But there will be such an investigation. That's not encouraging.
I assure you the limitations will make the investigation a formality. You must realize that death cannot be ignored. I'm very sorry, but I can do no more. Not without compromising my own position.
It would be a pity if others were compromised.
I assure you that will not happen.
We will make sure it doesn't.
I've brought you some coffee.
Thanks.
You've been reading the files?
Yes. Is that the time?
It's nearly 8 o'clock. Well?
It's terrifying.
An intimate record of genocide in practice.
Of course, one knew about the concentration camps and the killings, but this...
Eyewitness descriptions by the survivors.
But why?
A nation taken over by the gangster and the psychopath. A reversion of the natural order.
No, that's not my question. Why did we... Why did 6 million Jews walk into the gas chambers, hmm? Why did they allow themselves to be murdered? Why didn't they fight?
Some of them did. In Warsaw. In the ghettos.
So few. Out of millions. The others let themselves be killed. Why?
Perhaps they consider themselves to be completely accepted. Consider themselves good Germans. When the Holocaust came, they couldn't believe that the government would cease to accept, cease to tolerate, and then would destroy. Well, suddenly, they are no longer good Germans. And in the shower rooms of the camps, they expect cleansing water up to the moment they hear the hiss of the gas.
Yet some survived, as witnesses. Those in my uncle's files. They were lucky.
Were they? In those camps, you know, there came a point where humiliation strips the individual of humanity. Where the personality is degraded until it ceases to exist. Are the survivors so fortunate? Or are they hollow shells, ghosts, lamenting their being left behind? Ben, you must read on. You have barely touched the material. Will you stay? At least for a time.
I don't know, sir. It's nothing to do with me. This isn't my country. These aren't my people. All of you to me are foreigners.
Reuben Mendel was your uncle.
Another stranger.
His family. Your own grandparents were murdered.
You don't know.
File 32, section 5 under Mendel. It is documented. I know.
I have to think. Perhaps if I stay for a time, now that the funeral is over, perhaps I should move to a hotel.
But why? There's a perfectly good room. You weren't comfortable last night?
No, it's not that. It's just... Well, this is your flat now. And perhaps it's not quite right for me to stay here alone with you.
I think you're frightened of me, Mr. Ben Mendel. Have dinner. Then we will talk of where it is proper for you to stay.
My lord.
Her minister. I have not seen you recently.
Affairs of state of the city.
Yes, of course. They keep you from looking into the face of God on earth. But he is always with you in your work, huh?
You know I believe that.
Really? I think you expressed the sentiment in your last election speech. Not usually the context in which to express a humble belief. Please sit.
No, thank you.
There is something about marble palaces like this. They drain the energy. Cold, very cold. I've always wondered why we talk of hellfire, never heaven fire. The devil always usurps the more comfortable aspects of life. What can I do for you?
I felt you should be kept informed.
Of what?
The Mendel affair.
Why? Why should I be informed?
I believe he was in contact with you regarding certain men he believed to be alive.
Yes?
However, with Mendel's death, his work, however well-meaning to some, is over.
I'm sorry if that is so. And the investigation into his death?
Will be most fully carried out. However, elements in the criminal police believe in the possibility of Mendel having been deliberately killed.
I can understand that very well, Minister.
And, of course, it shall be examined. But if, as most of us believe, it was an accident in which some negligent driver omitted to stop, it does not call for extensive facilities being wasted.
Why tell me this?
Well, I thought you should understand. We do not wish to disrupt the lives of innocent citizens, some of them of our faith.
You thought. I tell you this now. None of us, none of our generation can claim innocence. Your policemen have their tasks. Let them be carried out unstintingly. The truth must be known.
But my lord...
Whatever the consequences, Herr Minister. And now, if you'll excuse me...
No. No, please. It's cold and dark here. And the stone cuts into my legs. Oh, too dark. Please.
What is it?
No more.
What's the matter?
Please. No more.
Sarah. Sarah, wake up.
What's the matter?
You cried out in your sleep.
Yes. Yes, I've been told that before.
Are you all right?
I dream. In dreams I go back. I'm cold. Hold me. Please, hold me.
Oh, sir. Sarah?
Yes?
Was it all right?
What?
Us.
Ben. Oh, you're so... so insecure.
No, I'm not. Well, only here in Germany it's different. I don't know. Strange to me.
As I am?
Yes.
In time you will become more confident. You will have to.
For as long as I stay.
For as long as you stay. More coffee?
No, thanks.
You're very silent this morning.
About last night.
Tell me.
You did it deliberately. Let me make love to you. To make me stay.
Yes. I also enjoyed it.
But it was mainly to make me stay.
To make you stay comfortably.
Like an insect in aspic.
You will have to determine your own feelings. Do you wish to go on reading your uncle's files?
Not just files. What would I do if I were to carry on his work? Where would I start?
Ben, that's good. Very good. I'm pleased. The files on Haller and Hartmann, they have to be completed in order to present the police with a fully documented case. Oh, that is what you must do.
I don't know where to start.
We have to trace some witnesses. We have names. There are ways of finding out whether they are still alive. We have a network of people all over Germany and Austria who will help.
You can show me.
We also have connections in many of the criminal police departments. Oh, some are helpful, like Hohner. Others, oh, well, we try anyway. Then we have local informants and newspaper sources. Oh, much of the work is checking and rechecking.
That sounds pretty dull.
It is, mostly. Dull enough to be killed for doing it.
They were the ones who come to the house. They say Special Action Group 3, and of course I remember them. When will I ever forget? They shot Professor Morgenstern when he tried to reason with them, and then they shot my husband.
These photographs, do you recognize the man in these photographs?
Oh, as if it happened yesterday. Yes, as if it happened yesterday. In my head.
The photographs, Frau Bernstein.
We believe these could be the men in charge of Special Action Group 3.
These were taken recently?
A month ago, in the street. The men didn't know they were being photographed.
But it was young men that did these things to me and my family.
That was over 30 years ago. Now, could any of these men be the ones who did these things?
I don't know. How can I say? How can I recognize young men from photographs of old men?
Thank you anyway, Frau Bernstein. We have your deposition anyway.
Thank you, Fräulein. You will try and find these men?
We will try.
But remember, they were young, yes, young men. Goodbye, Herr Mendel. Goodbye. Young men, remember.
Goodbye, Frau Bernstein.
Oh. Are they all like that?
Not all. Some. Oh, they have lost so much, and it is so long ago. Others, however, they will know. They will be able to make the identification. Oh, come, that is enough for the first day. There is tomorrow.
More reading, more letters, more interviews, and what will there be to show for it?
Something. Something small but definite. Every day something else to build up the picture. You will see. It all takes time.
This letter from the woman who came out of Treblinka. She would testify, but she's living in Saxony.
We ask her to make a deposition. And then if there is a trial, we will bring her here at our expense. Yes, we have funds for such purposes.
Where do these funds come from?
Oh, many places. Donations, bequests. Well, some from America, some from Israel. You see, Ben, your uncle was an important man.
2 months, Sarah. I've made up my mind. I can stay here for 2 months, and then I'll have to go back to Scotland.
It will possibly be long enough. Others will take over then.
You'll stay?
I will help as long as I am needed. Now, I will go to the post office. The sooner these letters are sent, the sooner we will have replies.
You're very efficient, At everything?
I try to be. At everything. Oh, I will be back shortly. You will be careful.
Of what?
Oh, it is not only our helpers who will hear that you have taken over. The others too. Hartman and Haller.
They wouldn't try.
If you are a threat, they will try. I will be back shortly.
Yes, I'm coming. Like my mother, she forgets the key. Yet not like my mother. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Won't you come in?
I am in. You are he? The one? Mendel's son?
I'm his nephew.
Son, nephew, what's the difference? You've taken over?
For the time being, yes.
Everything is for the time being. Nothing is forever.
Look, what do you want, and who are you?
Who am I? You know, there are times I hardly remember myself who I am. I say, who am I to myself? Am I who I think I am? Am I who everybody else thinks I am? Or am I someone entirely different? That's the human situation. I will tell you this. I'm not the man I was.
Who were you then?
I'm sorry. Philosophy takes precedent over manners. I am Sigmund Erich von Zu Meyerhoff. Well, it sounds impressive, eh? Sigmund Meyerhoff is almost a nothing. Everybody calls me Ziggy.
Ziggy?
Yes.
All right, Ziggy, what can I do for you?
It's I who do for you, and for what I do, I get paid.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
It's simple. I come here, I tell your uncle things he wishes to know, he pays me for them.
I see. You have information.
Have I got information? What else would I have? Who told your uncle about Haller and Hartman? About Rauschnig last year, and the year before? And before that? Who knew where Eichmann was even before he got there?
Well, I don't know exactly what my uncle paid you, but...
I should cheat you? You can check with Fräulein Walter. 80 marks if the information is good. 40 if it's not so good. 20 if it's only so-so. Today, I give you the best.
In that case, I'll be glad to hear anything you can tell me, Herr Meyerhoff.
Ziggy is easier. So, I tell you. There is Haller and Hartmann, former SS group officers under the command of Hans-Georg Marek.
I've read the files. Haller and Hartmann are back in the city under the names of Kempner and Weiss.
Like a cabaret act. Kempner and Weiss, indeed. Fat, dangerous men. But there's more. I have information that Marek himself, Hans-Georg Marek, is still alive and was recently seen in this city.
in this city know the man is dead over 30 years?
How do you know?
My dear Mr. Mendel, I appreciate your carrying on your uncle's work, but you cannot believe every story that's brought to you. Well, your uncle knew that.
Everything Ziggy has brought us has been proved true in the past.
I know. He's reliable and determined, like a ferret. But unlike your uncle, he does it for money. He could be wrong. He could be taking advantage of Mr. Mendel.
How can you be sure Marek is dead? Did you see the body? Was it identified positively?
Yes, the body was identified by his companion in northern Italy, his own brother who tried to stop his execution by partisans. And if you come into my office to cast doubts on that, I have to remind you that the brother was a priest.
Priests can be wrong. Could even lie to save relatives.
That priest is now bishop in this city and someone who was both helpful and friendly with your uncle.
Oh, it's true. Mendel had so much respect for the bishop.
Perhaps Marek was taken from his brother and supposedly shot elsewhere. It's possible, surely.
Is it not also possible that having taken on this task, you are grasping at the first piece of information brought to you with rather too much enthusiasm?
Look, I've read the files on Hartman and Haller. They are here in the city. My uncle was sure.
And so am I. And if we can get enough evidence...
But isn't it logical that if Marek were alive, he would be near his old comrade?
If he were alive, but he is not.
We don't know for sure. Now, I would like to talk to the bishop, hear his story. There may be a way in which he was mistaken. Or he may be covering up.
I don't believe that. If there is one man in this city who has worked to rehabilitate Germany, who helped your own people, the survivors, it is the bishop.
Nevertheless, I will see him. And further, Marek's SS file survived. We have a complete description of the man. If necessary, I will go to Italy and open the grave.
It's over 30 years. What could you find? A skeleton, nothing more.
Read the file, Inspector Horner. Hans-Georg Marek had a fracture of the right femur a year before his death. That would still show. Also his height, we know. And there may be other distinguishing marks. That is what I will find in that grave in Italy. Or something else.
I can't stop you. Although the Italian authorities may do so. You can't just open graves and pester bishops. Oh, perhaps it will show you that your uncle's task was not an easy one.
I know that. But he would have followed this up, wouldn't he?
He would have followed it up. Indeed he would. And you, Ben, you are suddenly very like him.
Well, I see.
In for a good time.
What's a good time? You want to make me an offer?
I should make you an offer.
You might enjoy it. How's business?
Oh, Dad.
Too much competition from the air. Maybe you need a manager.
How about you then?
Not my line of cut. I could be my own best customer. Somebody there? An echo. There is somebody there. Come on, you. Stop hiding in the shadows. Who are you? Come now. Are we miming to music I cannot hear? Do I know you? Now I see you. I do not know you. It's just that you look like everybody else. Ordinary.
Yes, I do look ordinary.
So what do you want? If you want to rob me, then rob me. But quickly, please. I've got a living to make just as you have.
A living? You don't have to make a living anymore, Ziggy.
You know my name?
Of course.
Well, doesn't everybody? Can I help it if I'm well known?
Notorious as an informer. How much were you paid this time, Ziggy? 40 marks, 80? What was the information?
I should dissipate my assets by telling strangers. Look, it's a cold night. I'm in a hurry. Take what I have and let me go.
I intend to take what you have. No, not your money. Put it away.
You don't want money.
I want to make sure there will be no more information to sell. No more talk of Hartman, Haller, and the others, and the one tonight. Who was the one you informed on tonight?
If I tell, I'm dead. If I keep quiet, I'm dead, yes? So I keep quiet. Now, kill me if you mean to.
I didn't expect courage from your kind.
Not courage, acceptance. It should have happened a long time ago. I'm perhaps lucky. I've been here longer than I should be.
A knife in the right spot. Not much pain. I give you that for your courage.
Hello, dearie. Let me show you a good time. Oh, hello. My new look. Oh, no. It's starting to rain.
So you believe my brother is alive, Herr Mendel?
It may be possible.
You know, I knew and admired your uncle.
I heard.
I understood his mission. But you, what is it to you?
I asked myself that. I told myself, nothing to do with me. But then I read the files.
And you perhaps remembered you too were a Jew.
I remembered that I too was a member of the human race. And members of the human race did these things. Men and women to other men and women. It didn't matter that I was a Jew or not.
A good answer. But still it goes on. Torture, injustice, murder in many countries.
But here and now in this city, the murderers are still free. My uncle believed he could do something about that. And perhaps for a little while I can help carry out his work.
Yes, I see. And now you have been told my brother is alive?
I came to ask you if it was possible.
I thought I had buried him in that cemetery in Italy. But? They shot him outside the cottage they were holding us in. I heard the shots. I saw a body being put in a plain pine box. Oh, that was a luxury in those days to bother with a coffin.
A luxury? Or a form of camouflage?
They still come out of the shadows, Mendel. Those we thought, hoped, were dead. They still come out. I cannot help you. I believe my brother was dead. I still do. Yet some informer tells you he has been seen. What can I say? A mistake. A confusion.
The man who brought me this information was stabbed to death in the streets lit last night.
May God have mercy on his soul. First your uncle, now this other man. It must end. It must finish sometime. Or do we have to wait until all those who come from the shadows die of old age, unknown, unpunished? What will you do now?
Take a trip to Italy. You needn't have come.
You may need me. I speak good Italian, and I carry a Mars automatic.
Oh, for God's sake, you haven't brought a gun.
Yes, and I have a permit from Inspector Homer.
You think we'll need a gun? Sarah, what possible
reason... They killed Ziggy, and your uncle.
We don't know that they killed Ziggy. Ziggy lived on the edge of the underworld, and in that district at that time of night...
It was an ideal place to get rid of him. We're coming to the frontier. Won't be long now.
P.
Permits, exhumation orders, forms to fill in. It'll take weeks.
Months, if we receive permission.
So we sit round this hot hotel bedroom and do nothing.
Well, that isn't very flattering.
And you imagine we're being watched?
I believe so. However, we will not have to sit around indefinitely. I have made arrangements.
What arrangements?
We will not wait for exhumation orders. I have paid two reliable men. They will ask no questions and the body will be reburied.
We can't just go in there.
Tonight, Ben. Tonight we open that grave.
Nearly cure now. Open the lid.
Do it then.
I'd stand back if I were you. Hold your breath. You never know with these things. Maybe just the smell of earth. Maybe the smell of death. It's a sweet smell, that is.
I'll look.
I have seen worse than I will see here. Anyway, it may be empty.
Oh, don't worry, senor, senora. And they're dead, they're dead. This one's been here a long time. There. Now shine your torch. You'll be there all right. What's left of him?
If 3 weeks ago anybody had ever said I'd be opening graves...
Pour me one, too.
There you are.
Thank you. Well, what have we discovered? One skeleton, a bullet wound in the skull.
Metal badges.
SS insignia and two medals.
Why keep them? You'd think he would have got rid of them.
Identification. When he met his friends in the Odessa.
Well, is that what we are supposed to believe?
The body seemed about the right height. What do you say?
You forget what I said I found in the file on Marek. The right femur.
There was nothing.
That's it. Marek broke his right femur a year before he died. Yet the bone was unmarked. It wouldn't have been unmarked. That wasn't Hans Georg Marek.
We're coming up to the Brenner Pass shortly. What do you propose to do when we get back to the city?
What my uncle have done.
Informed Hona.
That's what I shall do.
And one other.
And I shall inform one other.
Benny.
Yes?
I think I am proud of you.
Quite proud of myself. Look, you get some sleep. I'm going to have a wash. What time do we get in?
Oh, about 6 a.m.
I won't be long. Excuse me.
Sir.
Thank you.
We're coming to the Brenner shortly.
Yes, yes, I know.
Herr Mendel.
You know me.
I know of you. May I ask what you discovered in that cemetery in Italy?
Who are you?
Man on a train. One of many, many old comrades. No, stand perfectly still. I have a gun.
Marek sent you.
Marek is dead.
We know better then.
Now you tell me you know. Pity. I cannot know how you can tell one 30-year-old cadaver from another, but apparently you can. You please move towards the door there.
Why?
I don't wish to have to shoot you. Much simpler if you fell from the train. No bullet holes.
You're going to have to shoot. Because I'm not going to jump.
Well, one can't have everything. I regret the necessity. Now, don't worry, the gun has a silencer.
Mine didn't have a silencer.
God, you shot him!
What did you expect me to do? Let him shoot you?
I think I feel sick.
Oh, later. First, open that door. We have to get him out of here. Gone. On the Italian side. Any investigation will be rather involved. Come, Let's get back to our compartments.
If you had gone to sleep...
You would have been dead. I thought you were away a little too long.
My hands are shaking.
It will pass. Now I'm going to sleep.
How can you? Sara, you have just killed a man and you can go to sleep?
Yes. He was one of them. It doesn't worry me. I've done it once before, when I was 10, in the ruins. Oh, not with a gun, with a knife. It was a preservation, as it was tonight. I should have known they would try in a train. A body falling from a train. The murderer isn't easy to trace. Now I will sleep.
In here, Herr Mendel. Well, now, I read your note. You believe what you have written now?
Your Grace, we are sure the body in that grave in Italy is not your brother.
So?
It will be verified. Inspector Horner will apply to the Italian government for an official exhumation.
I see. Of course, I will not stop you. Although I could. Through the church.
Would you want to stop us? Surely you want to know the truth.
Even when one knows the truth, one often resists it. So my brother's body has been exhumed, reburied, and will be exhumed again.
The body isn't your brother, sir.
I am aware of whose body lies in that grave. It is my brother.
No, Your Grace.
Yes, Herr Mendel. Because I myself buried him with my own hands after they had shot him. Beside him, I put the insignia of the SS and two medals. And from him, I took this crucifix. His crucifix, Mendel. I buried my brother, Franz August Marek, priest, in that parish wherein he lies. You are surprised, I'm telling you. Don't be. It is the shedding of a heavy burden. May I anticipate your next question, Mendel? You see, in those days, the Italian partisans, they were quick and careless, too anxious for revenge, no time for verification. They nearly shot us both, two men running, one a priest, the other an SS officer, but neither wearing the uniform of their vocation. When they mistook my brother for me, I said nothing.
You let him die in your place?
In those days, I was determined I would survive. The strange thing was, my brother said nothing. He looked towards me once and gave a slight nod of his head, almost imperceptible, almost a benediction, as if to reassure me I was correct in saying nothing.
They killed him and you took his place?
As if he wanted martyrdom for both of us. The martyrdom of death for him, of living for me. That slight movement of his head before they shot him, that was to change my life utterly. Of course, I couldn't go back to his church. I went to Rome. I had his papers and was received as a priest who had escaped from communist partisans.
But could you pass yourself off as a priest?
Both Franz and I were studying for the priesthood. Then, of course, came the rise of Adolf Hitler, and I found myself a different deity to which I could dedicate my services.
But from an ordinary priest, you rose in the church.
As my brother would have risen. But there is one thing you should understand, Mendel. Perhaps in a much lesser way, you have experienced it too in these last days. A man dies, a man takes his place, and it becomes as one man. You see, I believe I became my brother.
No.
Nor would I have believed it that day in Italy. Then I only wanted to escape. But from the moment my brother stared at me before he died, it seemed he took over. Gradually, it ceased to be an impersonation.
When I said Mass, it was as if my hands, my voice, my every action became his. Hans-Georg Marek retreated into some shadow existence, reviving only in nightmare. I tell you, Mendel, I became my dead brother.
Or is that simply what you want us to believe?
It is not a matter of what I want or what you believe. Is there arrogance in that, Mendel? We were both arrogant. He as a priest, I as an SS officer. Or is it the other way round? Even now, I'm never sure.
Too glib. Too easy.
A little of the time. But the nightmares made it difficult. They were Hans-Georg's memories of the past, of the camps, of the Einsatzgruppen. I always had to live with that. And now it will not only be in nightmare, but in reality. Now I'll say good night. And you must do what you have to do. But believe this, my friend, if you can. I have lived as my brother would have lived. And I have abominated the past of Hans-Georg Marek. I am grateful to you, Benjamin Mendel. Goodbye.
I don't believe it.
But he's sincere.
Oh, it is a performance carried on for years.
I don't think so. Marek has a reputation as one of our more enlightened priests, a man who's done many fine things, a man of charity, of kindness.
But not of humility, hmm? That would have been too much.
Or is he merely a great hypocrite?
This is not hypocrisy, Sarah. Sent from the bishop's palace 1 hour ago, detailed depositions about Hartmann and Haller and other former Nazis in this city.
Let me see. It is time we were called to account for actions taken during the war.
Now he betrays his comrades.
He includes himself.
The depositions I have made will further be of value as examples to further generations. I will be prepared to stand trial and to testify as to acts against humanity committed by Einsatzgruppen 3 under my command.
The judge will never allow it. He will not stand trial.
But not for reasons you presume. I wonder if he's aware of the danger of his own position right now.
You're right. He becomes a threat to the others.
I want a car round the front to take me to the bishop's palace at once. He must be taken into protective custody before it's too late.
Joseph? Joseph?
My lord?
I want to sleep now. I'm very tired.
Yes, of course.
You will, of course, have informed your friends of the depositions I have sent to the criminal police.
My lord?
Oh, come now, Joseph. You were placed here to watch over me, weren't you?
I don't understand.
I've known since you came here. How long ago? 8 years?
9.
They used you as a spy, Hartmann and the others, to make sure I did not betray them. Oh, I used you too, Joseph. As a reminder to my conscience. I made one mistake. I believed I could carry on my brother's work and erase the past, yet I told myself the others were not my affair. I was wrong.
You were very wrong.
You were sent merely as an informant.
More than that.
More?
An instrument to be used when necessary.
Reuben Mendel.
And Sigmund Meyerhoff. Orders received and carried out, and as your servant, well hidden. My one regret was I couldn't go to Italy after young Mendel. That operation was botched.
And now there is myself. I thought they might send someone. No need, with you already here.
They cannot afford to let you bear witness against them.
Yet, as usual, they are late. I have sent my deposition.
Oh, I warned them a long time ago you could not be relied upon.
That was perceptive of you, Joseph.
I, too, was brought up as a Catholic.
Then you can understand how I became my brother.
I could, but not them. They could never believe it. They were dazzled by your position. The old comrade elevated to such a high place, you might prove useful.
Can they not understand? What we did those years ago must be expiated. They must save themselves from damnation by standing trial. Don't they see? Today they won't even be executed, and they can make amends, as I tried to do, as I have done.
But who did this? Hans Georg or Franz August?
They are one and the same. You see that? You understand?
I understand you have found a way of calming your conscience. But even if they were willing to do as you ask, I wouldn't permit it.
You? But you act under their orders.
I'm also their executioner. Two recent murders, you see. I cannot expect such consideration as my masters may receive, but they cannot expect my obedience unless they realize why I am doing these things.
Tell me, then.
I am as you were over 30 years ago. Brigadfuhrer, Action Squad. The way to build the new Germany. But now, today...
I see. Why, Josef? Why? You weren't one of us. You weren't old enough to see it as it was shown to us.
I could see it without the mistakes, the imperfections. That is why. I wanted to be part of it. Now I am. Of that Germany and all it could have been. All it was. All that we make it again.
You don't know what it was. Nothing. Worse than nothing, an obscenity. Night and fog, they called it. Walking corpses in the camps and walking corpses in the streets. The smell of death coming from the shadows. And above the death of the body, the death of thought, of faith.
No, the birth of greatness, of strength. And some of us waiting to step into the light, waiting to start again, to rebuild the Germany that should have been.
No, no, not again, Joseph.
It can be won back. It can rise again. The phoenix from the ashes. It will rise again. And now, Brigadfuhrer Marek, I am ordered to carry out sentence of execution on a charge of high treason. If you will turn your back...
I know the method. One shot at the base of the neck. I used the same method on a number of occasions. Marek did die in Italy, you know. Hans Georg, he died in the person of his brother.
It might have been better if he had. Now, please, my time is short.
It should not have happened. Do you hear me, Hona? It should not have happened.
It has happened, Herr Minister.
I am aware of that. Oh, God, I'm aware of it. Do you see that telephone? It has not stopped ringing. It has been ringing all day.
It would appear to have stopped now, Herr
Minister. The President of the Federal Republic, the Vatican Secretariat, two cardinals, all phoning. Questions, questions, questions. And how can I answer them? Well, tell me that. Tell me.
That does not come into my area of operations, Herr Minister.
That is an evasion of responsibility. If you had not insisted on this investigation...
If Mendel had not been killed...
If Mendel had not persisted in digging in the mire...
If the SS had never been created, if there'd been no concentration camps, if... Herr Minister, do I have to remind you...
I do not need a lesson in history. We are now faced with a situation wherein action is demanded by influential groups. Of course, the details of the bishop's death will be suppressed as far as the public is concerned. Also, as a dead man, his previous life is not relevant. But these groups demand action. What do you propose, Inspector?
Hartmann and Haller have been arrested already.
Yes, yes, I suppose that was necessary.
Also, several minor accomplices.
The man who actually executed, murdered the bishop?
No, not yet. The bishop's valet, one Josef Braun, has disappeared.
He is the one?
Well, it would appear so.
Have you established his motive?
There is probably a connection between Braun and Hartmann.
You approve that? Is it not possible that this Josef Braun might be connected with some terrorist group of the left?
Everything about him would indicate links only with neo-Nazi organizations.
Oh, that's a pity. Inspector Hohner, if such a link could be proved with the left, it would not harm your career. You understand?
Perfectly.
Very well. Now, the matter of this man Braun is in your hands. That is all.
Yes, Herr Minister.
Hona, you understand, if Braun stands trial, he will attempt to bring out the problem of the identity of the bishop. It will not be admissible.
Question one man's identity and you question everyone's, is that not so?
Therefore, it would be better if, when Braun is apprehended, Braun could be persuaded to resist.
Shot while resisting arrest?
Something like that.
I see. Herr Minister, in my career, I've arrested many people, and a number of them I've wished dead.
Justice. Simple justice. In the old days...
Don't talk to me about the old days. I arrest. I do not judge, and I am not an executioner. I will not be contaminated by the old ideas, by the ideas of your generation.
You will not go further in your profession, Inspector.
Perhaps not. But I will not end my days looking over my shoulder. And I will be able to sleep at night. Can you sleep at night, Herr Minister?
You must get on board now. You mustn't miss the train.
I don't really know that I want to go back, Sarah.
You've done your work. It could be dangerous for you to stay.
Don't look at me for encouragement, Herr Mendel. There are a number of angry men in this city, not above taking their revenge. As a policeman, I acknowledge your great help, but I cannot encourage further involvement. If there'd been space in a plane, I'd have got you on that. I shall sleep easier when you're gone.
If you need me for the trial of Hartman and Haller, I'll come back.
We will not need you.
And the bishop's mutter?
Hartman will be tried for conspiracy on that count.
But the man who actually pulled the trigger?
We'll find him in time.
And the others? The ones we haven't found?
The work will go on.
And you, sir? You come to Scotland to visit?
Oh, what an embarrassment I would be. A 40-year-old shiksa with a Mauser pistol. No, baby, not a good idea. Not for a nice Jewish boy from Glasgow.
Then I'll come back to Germany to visit you.
Oh, you say so now. But it will be different when you get home.
You must get on board now.
We'll see then, sir. Won't we?
We'll see. But here, you will take this. When you're out of Germany, get rid of it. A temporary memento.
What is it?
The Mauser pistol. As a protection.
I don't...
Goodbye, Benny.
Goodbye, Sarah.
I think this seat's been reserved for me.
That is correct. Allow me to assist you.
Thank you.
You are Herr Mendel?
Yes. You know me. Are you from Inspector Horner?
Not exactly. But I know you. Permit me to introduce myself. My name is Josef. Josef Braun. I have some connection with your late uncle. Would you like a cigarette? As you see, we are leaving the city, coming to the countryside. And then we go through a tunnel. If you will turn your back, you will see from the window.
Shadows was written by Jack Gerson. The cast was the Bishop, James Cairncross, Josef, Patrick Hannaway, Inspector Honer, Patrick Malahide, Mendel, David Stewart, Sarah, Alison Gollings, Benny, Gregor Fisher, Minister, Clement Ashby, Muller and Ziggy, John Shedden, Frau Bernstein, Katie Gardner. And the play was directed in our Edinburgh studios by Stuart Conn.